a clash between pragmatic realities of paying the bills and philosophic ideals of cutting deficits. The budget showdown in Washington makes for high drama.
They're not willing to continue funding at the current level. They want a 1% cut on everything but defense and homeland security.
I know we talked about a 1% cut. It's going to have to be 3.
We had a deal at 1%.
There is no altering this offer, Mr. President.
And I said no.
We've seen this script before. The most recent shutdown during the days of Clinton and Gingrich cost hundreds of millions. And just like in that TV drama, West Wing, Republicans blame the president.
Let's be clear, sir. You will be held responsible for shutting down the federal government.
Then shut it down.
West Wing, the show, has since been shut down. Will the government follow that part of the script, too? It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It's Wednesday, April 6th. Welcome to 1995, John.
Let's shut it down. Martin Sheen. Would Obama say that line? I don't know. Let's get a check in the morning's top news. President Obama will say this line, though. Congress needs to start acting like grown-ups.
At a time when the economy is just beginning to grow, where we're just starting to see a pickup in employment. The last thing we need is a disruption that's caused by a government shutdown.
A government shutdown, or what we call here at The Takeaway a rerun of The West Wing, on Friday is more likely after Democrats and Republicans couldn't hash out a budget for this year during a White House meeting. The president says he wants leaders from both sides back at the White House every day until some budget gets passed. Keep in mind, this ongoing fight is over 0.83% of all government spending. House Speaker John Boehner says Republicans won't be forced into what they think is a bad deal.
We're not going to allow the Senate nor the White House to put us in a box where we have to make a choice between two bad options.
What would the shutdown look like if there's no agreement by midnight on Friday? National parks and museums would close. The IRS would stop issuing refund checks. Troops in Iraq and Afghanistan could get 1 week's pay instead of 2, and new Medicare applicants could be turned away.
And the Republicans are looking ahead to next year already.
We propose to cut $6.2 trillion in spending over the next 10 years from the president's budget. We reduce the debt as a percent of the economy. We put the nation on the path to actually pay off our national debt.
That's House Budget Committee Chairman Paul Ryan announcing the GOP plan. His blueprint would privatize Medicare, cut spending on Medicaid and other domestic programs, and lower tax rates on corporations and the wealthy. Democrats, not surprisingly, came out strongly against the plan.
More news from government shutdowns around the world. This from Ivory Coast. Reuters is reporting soldiers loyal to Alassane Ouattara have stormed the residence of incumbent leader Laurent Gbagbo, who has refused to cede power. Gbagbo's been holed up in a bunker there. There were reports he'd been negotiating his departure, but yesterday he gave a speech to the nation. In Libya, meanwhile, a spokesman for the rebels there says NATO is not doing enough. Chief of Allied Operations General Mark Van Oom says Gaddafi's forces are hiding among the civilian population, making airstrikes difficult.
We see the target, but we see that there are also humans being used as shields, that we don't engage.
That exchange came amid reports the rebels in Libya had once again lost control of the oil port city of Brega.
U.S. Defense Secretary Robert Gates has arrived in Saudi Arabia this morning. He'll meet with the Saudi king to talk about uprisings across the Middle East and North Africa. And a tiny sliver of good news out of Japan. Officials at the Fukushima nuclear plant say highly radioactive water is no longer leaking into the Pacific Ocean. They say they plugged the leak using liquid gas.
Glass.
Asian and European markets are mixed at this point. Futures are up. The Dow starts at 12,393. The S&P at 1,332. The Nasdaq will start at 2,794.91. We will give you updates on what's happening in Ivory Coast, where Laurent Gbagbo might be loosening his grip on power. And we'll get an update from Japan with that good news coming out of there as well. But first, let's go to Washington, D.C. and talk about what happens when the government shuts down, if it shuts down.
What's your take? Leave a comment at thetakeaway.org or call us toll free at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
869-8253.